The Producers by Mel Brooks has traveled an unusual road, from movie to musical to movie musical. There have been cast changes, script changes, and form changes, but Bob Mondello says one thing has remained constant. It's funny.
Very broad, very boisterous, very 1950s, which is odd since the original was set in 1968. The Producers is, as always, the tale of con man Max Bialystock and his timid accountant Leo Bloom, whose scheme to make more money with a Broadway flop than they ever could with a hit starts to seem plausible when they come across the perfect script.
A disaster. A guaranteed to close in one night beauty.
Well, let's see it.
Yeah.
Springtime for Hitler. A gay romp with Eva and Adolf at Berchtesgaden. Oh, my God.
Script in hand, they go searching for a director who can do justice to this material and find Roger Debris, who expresses in song what they think is the perfect approach.
I see a line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a champion, with leather boots and whips on their hips. It's risque, dare I say, S&M!
As with everything in this Producers, this number goes over the top pretty quickly. Gary Beach, like the leads, Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick, created the part on Broadway where the trick is projecting to the back row. Susan Stroman, who directed them there, hasn't urged anyone to tone things down just because they're now in 40-foot close-ups. A first-time filmmaker, she takes her cues from those big Technicolor musicals Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly made back in the 1950s. Everything bright and show-busy, just like the songs Mel Brooks wrote to expand his movie for Broadway. Everything gets expanded here again, so where on stage Nathan Lane led a dozen of his little old lady benefactors in a tap dance with their walkers, now he's leading maybe 100. And the vintage jokes are equally broad, as in this exchange between the leads and Ulla, their sexy Swedish receptionist, played on screen by Uma Thurman.
Well, what time can you be here in the morning?
Well, Ulla wake up every morning 5 a.m. From 5 to 7, Ulla like to exercise. From 7 to 8, Ulla like to take a long shower. From 8 to 9, Ulla like to have big Swedish breakfast. Many different herrings. From 9 to 11, Ulla like to practice her singing and her dancing. And at 11, Ulla like to have sex. What time should I get here?
11.
Saw that coming, did you? Well, that's sort of the point. This may be the only musical comedy in which the jokes take at least as much brass to deliver as the songs, which is not to suggest that the musical numbers aren't fun, only that the music doesn't trump the laughs the way it often does on stage. Happily, the central joke is as tasteless and as funny as ever. I'm Bob Mondello.